FTC forces John Deere to unlock its tractors. The Federal Trade Commission reached a settlement with John Deere this week, requiring the company to provide farmers and independent mechanics with access to the diagnostic tools, software, and documentation necessary to repair their own equipment. A concrete federal-level victory for the right to repair movement after years of advocacy. The core of the dispute was a proprietary software ecosystem called Service Advisor, which Deere maintained exclusive control over. Unlike passenger vehicles, where a third-party OBD reader can interpret error codes, modern John Deere machinery required an authorized dealer appointment to diagnose even simple faults. For farmers whose crop timing windows can be measured in hours, a service queue stretching days or weeks represented genuine economic ruin, not mere inconvenience. The lock-in was by design. Deere's parts and service revenue is reportedly far more profitable than equipment sales, and controlling the diagnostic software layer meant controlling the entire aftermarket. Independent mechanics couldn't diagnose problems. Farmers couldn't self-service. The FTC, which puts Deere's share of the large agricultural equipment market in North America at roughly 53%, used its Section 5 authority, covering unfair methods of competition, rather than pursuing a full Sherman Act monopolization case, a tactical choice that allows faster action with a lower evidentiary burden than federal antitrust litigation, which can run for a decade. The settlement reportedly includes commitments around software access, documentation sharing, and third-party diagnostic tool compatibility, though legal analysts are still parsing the exact terms. Community discussion noted that the precedent extends well beyond agriculture. If the FTC can compel diagnostic software access for farm equipment, it builds regulatory muscle memory applicable to industrial machinery, medical devices, and consumer electronics. The real test, observers cautioned, will come in 3 years, whether an independent mechanic can actually repair a combine harvester without an authorized dealer, or whether Deere complies with the letter of the agreement while making its software technically accessible but practically unusable through poor documentation, opaque error codes, or economically prohibitive licensing terms.